gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 114 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week. It was another good one. It's been good. It feels like I'm coming out of the winter, kind of. Feels like we're breaking out, and this week, not just weather, I just felt that kind of like in my bones. So yeah, I've been feeling really positive this week, having a really good one. This week I worked. Worked on my boat projects. It's two of the same boat that I've signed on for this spring, and that's tough. It's good because they're always custom, and so we never really do the same one twice. So you're always having to learn, you know, each time how each job goes. So in this case, because we've got a second one to do right after the first one, that's pretty much identical. There's some subtle changes because they are custom, but they're basically identical, and because of that, it's different than most of my other jobs in the sense that we're getting a little bit of better planning, and it'll go a lot faster, and so that feels really good. But I also kind of feel a little bit like Sisyphus. So the first one is pretty much just about done. I've probably got just another day or two to put into it this coming week, but it just feels like, so I pushed hard this week to get this one done, and then there's the other one sitting right there. It just feels like it's just that rock rolling back down the hill at me as soon as I get it to the top. So in some ways that was a little like weight on my, you know, shoulders, like, oh, I just want to get all this stuff done and I want to go do something fun, take a break. But at the same time, it's going really well, and it feels really good, and I know that we're going to succeed because we've got, well, actually they might be late. Boats are always late, but they're going well, and it feels good. It feels like we're moving through them, and there's not a lot of big question marks or big, you know, jobs that I'm not sure of, or that they always put those on me, right? Because I'm sort of the lead, and whenever we get something new, a new heating system, refrigerated seawater, you know, for blast freezing the fish. We have all these systems, and I always have to figure out how to install them. So anyways, it's feeling good. And so I had a great week in there. I just kind of dug in and really pushed that thing far. And so I took the last couple days of the week off to let them get caught up. They've got to install a few more parts and do some welding and stuff before I can finish up the wiring. But it was a good week. It felt really good. My physical and mental has been great, you guys. It's been awesome. I want to say thank you, Backpack and Granny. That was a really good tip on dropping the ribeye. I'm not sure that the ribeye is necessarily something that makes me sick or go backwards, but I think you were right. I do better with less fat, and I've known that, and I've you know, proven that to myself, but for whatever reason... Sometimes it takes folks like you to remind me to revisit that, and it's definitely, well, it seems to be the case that that when I was eating the ribeye and the bacon with my ground beef, I was eating quite a bit higher fat ratio. It was definitely leading to, you know, I said the bacon was, and then as I dropped the bacon, I did get better. But now that I've gotten rid of the ribeye, I can definitely feel the difference between those high fat meals and my regular plain ground beef. I'm a lot more, my stomach, my guts are a lot more solid, like just less noisy and upset. Not that they were really upset, but there's less action in there when I eat leaner. But there is a little bit of a different kind of hollow feeling. Like sometimes I can tell that I sort of want more fat, but yeah, it's a balance, you know, and I'm figuring it out. But you were right. So this week I've been mostly eating just my ground beef. I did eat some lamb ribs through the week that were pretty darn fatty, but I just ate a little bit with each meal. And I've been feeling great. And oddly enough, I haven't been eating that much. My weight, right around the new year, I've been eating that bacon and ribeye, geez, like since the fall, really, since September, I think, when I went on my trip, I really got started on bacon. even August. And so I did. I actually gained a few pounds, which in a lot of ways is good. I mean, I haven't, my weight hasn't moved. I've been trying to lift weights and, or, you know, do my pull-ups and stuff and get a little bit bigger. And I gained a little bit of weight. I was like 143, which is the highest number I've seen on the scale since I began my whole journey years ago. You know, I got down to 120, 122 when I was so sick. And then since then, I've been really trying to put on weight, although I like myself at about 135, 138, but it's that's a little leaner than my body stays at naturally, which I'm fine with actually at 140. I feel like I look great, and I don't quite have any definition in my abdomen, but it doesn't bother me, and I'm, you know, all my pants and clothes fit, and I can button my shirts, and I like the way I look in the mirror. So 140-ish seems like a really good sort of middle of the road for me. I've added, like I said, a few pounds, and they don't seem like they're bad pounds. I feel like it's mostly muscle. I have a little bit of weight around my midsection, but not much. But at any rate, I feel like I added that weight thanks to the ribeye and bacon, and now that I've been back on my ground beef only, I've been eating, like I said, quite a bit less, and I haven't weighed myself, but I imagine I'm probably floating back down to 140-ish, so I'm going to give myself a few weeks, and I don't really care about my weight. I don't weigh myself almost ever, but it was just curious, because I had weighed basically identical for a long time, for probably a year and some, and it was interesting to see the scale go up, even if it was only a couple pounds. And it's funny about that is because in the old days, eating carbs, a couple pounds fluctuation of the scale couldn't be trusted by me. You know, my water weight would change so much every day that I would fluctuate by a few pounds, you know, regularly. But on carnivore, you know, eating without eating any carbs, my weight really doesn't fluctuate much. And so the scale seems to be it's a much more accurate representation, I think, of my real weight. So anyways, there's that. So this week has been good from a digestive standpoint. I haven't had any sick days or not feeling ill at all. Very small bathroom visits, short and single each day. You know, so I'm regular as I've been. And it's been really good, you guys. I'm very pleased to have... I mean, I really enjoyed those ribeye and bacon and ground beef mixes, and even when I got rid of the bacon, I really enjoyed that little bit of ribeye in there. But just thinking about it now, I can sort of like feel like the way that all that fat makes me feel, and it isn't too much fat is not my friend. I've learned that. So thanks for that tip, Backpacking Granny. That was a good one. See how it goes moving forward. With that said, I did take one little deviation this week, and you guys will be proud of me. I actually went out to a restaurant and got myself lunch. It was a place that serves breakfast all day, and so I just kind of pushed myself out of my comfort zone and got out of the house and went out, and I ate 2 eggs over easy, a side of bacon, and 2 hamburger patties at this place, and man, I loved it. Oh my gosh, you guys, it kind of made me crave eggs really badly. After I did that for a few days, I was like, I should go buy eggs. And maybe I will. So I ate that at the restaurant. I had zero repercussions, which was fantastic. Man, it made me so happy, you guys. Whether I just found the right place or whether I'm getting a little more resilient or, you know, I don't know what it was, but I didn't even have a burble really later on. I just felt great, like I'd eaten at home, and I gotta tell you, I love those eggs. Oh my gosh, you know, I've not eaten eggs now for, I think it's been well over a year, maybe even coming up on 2. I can't really remember when I dropped them, but I've let myself eat them when I was on the road once in a while without any real repercussions, so I do feel pretty comfortable with them as an occasional food. But yeah, when I ate them, I just realized I really missed them. And I bet you there's something in that yolk or somewhere in there that my body was craving, because they sure seemed like I could have just powered them down. So anyways, I really enjoyed going out. I really enjoyed the food change up, and I felt fine. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that. So that was really great. And then from a rest of the week perspective, you know, I just kind of puttered around here, made some headway on some personal projects, and I feel like I had a really productive week, but I'm having a hard time remembering what I did. But I did. I just crossed a lot of stuff off my list, a lot of to-do things. Oh, I just did some mundane stuff like laundry and propane filling and kind of some firewood work and sort of a lot of the things haven't had time for as I've been working longer days. So this week wasn't a real long work week, so I was able to get some things done around here. And yeah, I'm feeling good about all of it. So how are you guys feeling? Did you have a good week? I hope so. You know, I'm really looking forward to moving forward. I kind of feel like I've just been sort of stuck in this same place, and it's not a good, bad place. I'm so proud to have gotten here and gotten healthy, and I am still focused and still working. One of my, you know, main goals is to be here now and to be present in the moment and to be happy with my simple life and to not need much more, and I am doing that. You know, when I talk about things I'm not doing or I wish I was doing that, I mean, I do very much remember that one of my biggest goals is just to be, you know, happy in the moment and present and content, because I do. I really have everything I want. I really am feeling good. And so I've been sort of refocusing on that a little bit. And this week was a really good one for my mental state. I've just been staying positive and looking forward to doing some stuff, but at the same time, being really happy with where I am, in the sense that, you know, a few years ago, I couldn't be present in the moment and be satisfied and happy because I just had so much that was weighing on me. I was so concerned about my health. I was so concerned about, because of my health, I wasn't working and my financial situation and rent and mortgage. And so, yeah, I've just made so much headway in the last few years. So I've got to honor that. And when I'm sitting here and going like, oh man, what are you doing? I just remind myself what I'm doing. I'm being here now and I'm being present in the moment and being so grateful that I'm not sick and that I have each day to make some progress and try again. And I haven't forgotten any of those things. So those are all still first and foremost in my mind, even if I don't really present them that way all the time. But it's important for me, too, to remember that, because it has been a journey to get here. And I do kind of keep looking outwards and going, what's next? But a big part of what's next is just being here now. So and then that does bring me to really what's next, which is here I am giving you guys episode 114, and I'm not surfing in San Diego like I thought I was going to be. And so that kind of brings me to my next thing, which is, you know, I am really focused on finishing out these projects I've committed to, these boat builds, and then hopefully going on a bit of a surf trip or something, getting out into the world and forcing myself to eat out away from my comfort zone and run into other people and, you know, just do all those things. So my trip didn't work out this weekend. My friend had something come up and the surf didn't look very good, so we canceled. But in the meantime, we were talking and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to go on a surf trip, and he's a beginner, but I was like, I think it's, you know, we're getting old enough that we should probably get this done while we still can move around. And so I put it in his ear and he's all into it. I don't know what his schedule is like. It may or may not be open enough, but anyways, it looks like, I'm really excited, you guys. It looks like, I've been talking about getting out on the, you know, getting out and going to a surf camp or something. And it looks like my buddy might come with me. So that would be really phenomenal. It would definitely make me a little more excited about going to spend some time with him and have a sidekick. So I've been looking at some fun destinations for the early summer, late spring. And I almost just pulled the trigger and booked a ticket, which is kind of a big deal for me because I have been kind of scared to, you know, to actually commit to this thing. So I think him saying that he wanted to go with me really helped sort of set my mind in that that's what I wanted to do. And we'll see. He's off on a private jet skiing in Telluride right now. He's one of those kind of dudes. So if I can get a hold of him and figure out a schedule where he's got some time off, then I might get to go on a surf trip with a friend, which would be really great. So anyways, that's really exciting for me. So I'm looking forward to that. And what else? Not much else. I don't really have a lot to share right now. So haven't been paying much attention at all to the zero carb world. I did read a few posts, and you know, I still try every now and then. I still post out my truth, you know, what I've learned on some like Crohn's and IBD forums, just trying to, you know, throw that information out there in front of anyone who might be ready to hear it. And it's so discouraging because people sure don't want to hear it. They want to tell you that their doctor told them that diet doesn't affect it, and I'm lucky it works for me, but it probably doesn't work for everybody, and they're going to go on and get the surgery or take the meds, or, you know, they'll come on and they'll just say, I won't need to rant, and my meds aren't working, and I've tried every diet, and I feel awful. And I say, well, if there's one you haven't tried, then it's worth trying. You haven't tried this. And they'll say, oh, that doesn't sound healthy or something like that. And, man, I got to tell you guys, those interactions, I keep doing them because I just, you know, I think of my friends who have been at that place in their lives where that was what they needed to hear, and they were open and willing to try anything, really, and how it's saved their lives. And so I keep trying, and I will keep trying, even though I keep getting, you know, people get really upset. They get really mad at you. And you know what? I don't care. They need to hear that. They need that in their brain. Even if they don't believe it now or what, you know, someday they might be so sick that they're ready to try anything, and it might just save their life. So I can see both sides of that. I know I'm an asshole, whatever. I'm not telling them it's going to cure them. I'm just telling them it's worth a try. Like, I'm not that person who says, this is absolutely going to cure you. I just say, you don't know. And, gosh, it's worth a try over those meds. Man, I wish. So the reason I get so frustrated is not because of the individuals. I totally understand where they're coming from. I'm just so frustrated with our system, right? With our medical care system, that they prescribe those drugs that tear those people up, that work for like 70% of the population, when, you know, this diet, from what I can see, it definitely helps 90% of the people with the kind of illnesses that I have, it seems to, anyways. And I don't know. I certainly don't have any studies. I know I'm now way off in the deep end. Anyways, one of my frustrations with my path is that my biggest motivation is to try and help people, to try and show them that there is some hope. And my biggest frustration is that due to the paradigm of our nutritional, you know, culture, most people are not able to be receptive to that information. And man, it just breaks my heart. So whatever we can do to change that, I don't know, but we got to do it, man. Those people need to at least be given that an option or something to try. You know, their doctors are just sitting there telling them, don't try anything. It might be dangerous because of cholesterol, but here's these meds, and these ones didn't work, but let's try these ones, and these ones didn't work, but let's try these ones, and just stuffing people full of meds so they get moon face and, you know, whatever all the other side effects are of prednisone and Humira and Imura. I don't know. There's so many, and just breaks my heart. Breaks my heart for real. So, anyways, that's neither here nor there either. But just a zero-carb observation that I've noticed. So, anyways, that's enough for today, you guys. I don't have a lot to share, but I just wanted to check in, as always, and let you guys know that I'm making some progress. I did have a great day surfing yesterday. FYI. To add to my week's roundup. So I'm looking forward to this coming week, that's for sure. The weather's lightening up. It feels like winter's breaking its hold, and I'm really looking forward to, I think I'll probably have a short week at work, so I'll probably come back here and get some time to, run the tractor around the driveway and, you know, just kind of start getting ready for spring. I'm really looking forward to it. It's really feeling good, so So there's that. So I want to thank you guys as always for listening and watching, for all your kind comments. They mean so much to me. And Kuhner, sorry about that. I didn't get you mixed up. I just said your name in place of Whitey's name there. He's the one doing the 15 days or 2 weeks. You're the one at 15 months. Excuse me. I did know that. And I did actually remember that you were in the Netherlands, I think. Maybe not. I might even have that wrong. Belgium. Now I'm getting confused again. But at any rate, awesome to hear about the rock climbing. And I bet you carnivore is great for that, huh? Keeps your body mass low, but your strength high. I've tried climbing a couple times. I'm terrified of hanging off the rock. I'm not really scared of heights, but I found that when I climbed, man, I just started shaking up high, and I just did not care for it. So more power to you, my friend. That's a sport for a brave man, if you ask me. but yeah, it's been great. It's great to get out and do our things, isn't it? I'm happy to hear you're out there doing it. That zero carb keeps that possible for you. I definitely know that zero carb has brought surfing back into my life, and I could not be more thankful. It's been really great way for me to get out into the sun and the elements, and you know, it's just such a big part of me. So yeah, so that was good to get out there, and I'm hoping to do that more as the weather turns around here. So anyways, that's enough, you guys. Thanks so much, as always, for listening and watching. Thanks for all your kind comments. They mean so much to me. Keep them coming, and I'll keep these journals coming, and we'll make some progress together. All right, you guys, hope you have a great day and a great week. Stay the course, make some progress, and I'll see you next week. All right, thanks, you guys. See ya.